Listening to Extratonal. I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM. And the amazing music you're just listening to is from Wendy Carlos's Switched on Bach 2, the Brandenburg Concerto number 5 in D major. And there are three movements there, the Allegro, the Affettuoso, and again, an Allegro. And yeah, I don't know. Every time I listen to stuff like this, like, it just blows my mind thinking about, like, the way that Wendy Carlos just drove through all the limitations of the hardware that she was working with, that she designed, co-designed with Moog himself. You know, it's just like, wow. Because, I mean, when I first started getting into audio engineering, I used to be blown away by thinking about people recording to tape alone. Like, because I started with Pro Tools and a digital system, and before I started recording people and, like, being an audio engineer myself, I was being recorded by people. And when I was in grad school in 2004, which was pre-YouTube, kids, YouTube did show up to around 2006, I was working on this album with this guy, and we were using, he was recording it in Pro Tools, and we had this laptop, and we had this interface, and everything was like, oh my God, this is so cutting edge and so amazing. And it was really cool. Like, that was the first time I ever recorded music that wasn't in like a multi-million dollar studio or something, or some crazy dollar amount there. And, you know, you just keep going back. Before that, it was all to tape. And people were like, okay, there was no fixing in the mix because you had to get it right off the floor. And you compound that with getting it right off the floor. Well, the musicians have to play it right because they have only so much money to record with. And if you run out of tape, i.e. run out of money to buy more tape, you can't record anymore. So the musicians would have to spend hours practicing. Like, I think it was either like AC/DC or Led Zeppelin or one of those bands, like one of those world famous bands. They would play a song 100 times the night before they would record it to make sure that they would get everything right the next day, because you didn't want to be taking 100 takes. You wanted to be taking at most 2 takes so that you'd have time to add doubles and stuff like that, like add things that added to the production. And just thinking about Wendy Carlos sitting there just on a stool, staring at the Moog, thinking, please, can you just regulate your temperature a little faster? Oscillator, can you please just get in tune with the performance from before a little faster? I mean, thinking about waiting 30 minutes to play a single note to tape just blows my mind, because the dedication, the willpower, like how many people do you know would watch paint dry for art? How many people would watch paint dry to make art? And that answer is very few. And that's why I really was super excited about when I found out that the CJSF library had a collection of Wendy Carlos albums. I was just like, oh, I got to do a Wendy Carlos episode. And I'm really sorry that I had that false start last time. I could blame a lot of things, but really it's just my fault. And I hope that this hour of actual bona fide Wendy Carlos makes up for it. And trust me, I do want to do some more. Like we just had our programmers meeting tonight, and one of the attendees came up to me afterward and she was like, oh my gosh, like do you know her work in The Shining? And I was like, oh yes, I had a mouthful of pizza at the moment, but yes, oh yes, I know about her work in The Shining and Tron, and the movie whose name always escapes me until 5 minutes later, Clockwork Orange. There we go. Just like all the things that she did with these synths and just how they resonate. And it's just, it's really hard to find modern synth music that hits that way. And it's because so much of it is automatable, like with MIDI being the way it is now. And like, we're about to hit MIDI 2.0, which, it essentially, like right now, if you don't know what MIDI is, it's musical interface, or music interface digital instrument, something like that. I don't remember what exactly stands. Basically, it's turning musical information into binary information so a computer can understand it. And with current systems, you can only have 127 different a gradation of 127. MIDI 2.0 is going to take that to millions. Anyway, I'm babbling. I don't have much time left. I could talk for hours about this stuff. I don't have hours. I have a minute. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to introduce the final song. It's Wendy Carlos, Luna, from the Digital Moonscapes album. And I'm playing this in honor of Artemis, the mission that proved the world is not flat, among other things. Those patches were great. But yes, it is now time for me to go. And here is my final song. Thank you.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
This is Bird Note. Video chats help us keep in touch when we're far apart. And now, some birds are in on the fun, too. Knowing how clever parrots are, research